It's Vanessa Felt. Call 020-722-4000. Vanessa Felt, Tuesday mornings from 9.
If you elect Ken Livingstone mayor on May the 3rd, he says he will institute or invent or create a special London EMA. Do we want one? Do we need one? How can we afford one? Is it a good idea? Is it the golden ticket to the mayoralty? Is it a jolly good idea? Let's ask James Mills. James is director of the Save EMA campaign. Hello, James. Good morning.
Morning, Vanessa. How are you doing?
I'm fine. This has been a glorious morning for you. Are you thrilled to pieces at the prospect of the EMA?
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think also, I mean, we've been campaigning on this nationally, but in London especially so, and Ken was an early supporter of our campaign. I think it's a lot about the point of candidate as well as the person. This is a guy who did finish college, and he understands how important this is, especially in a city like London. And the money that it costs just to do it in London actually is very little. I think he said today it was like 0.1% of the budget. So I think it's really good. I think it could be a game changer in the mayoral election as well. And a YouGov poll last year showed half of Londoners opposed the abolition of the EMA. So I think this could be a real big thing for that. And also young people who are unregistered, about 60% of them are sleeping giant in any election, especially in a mayoral one. This could be one thing that gets them out of the house and in the ballot box.
This idea of the sleeping giant, you mean you think the giant may be awakened by the prospect of an EMA, do you?
I do. I think this is going to give young people who are really angry to give up being angry about something and use that anger with some power they've got, which is the vote, which is one of the most important and most powerful things any person in society's got.
One of our lovely listeners call up, her name's Julie in Harrow, and she said she and her husband fall into the bracket of earning less than £31,000 a year. And she says, therefore, her son would be eligible for Ken Livingstone's new London EMA. And she said, but she doesn't want it. She thinks it's a terrible example and would teach her son an awful lesson, which is you want to study, hold your hand out, go to the state cap in hand, they'll give you 30 quid a week. She says that if her son wants to study hard enough, and they want him to study hard enough, they should work to make sure that that happens. And she says she's quite sure that colleges are relieved and institutes of further education are relieved not to have the pupils attending who are only there for the EMA.
Sorry about that. I was going to go in to speak now. To be honest with you, for the first thing, she doesn't say it's optional. She doesn't have to do it. She could choose not to. She's not losing out there. But secondly, we had a report by Barnardo's only in January that showed, found that young people are currently choosing not eating and not being able to afford to go. And also, we're very small, poorest percent of young people. And we've got young people in the capital in the 21st century who choose between learning and lunching. And I think that's a disgrace. And what this does is it helps those young people who are least likely to actually stay in college and train and get a good job to be able to get in there. And I grew up in London. I'm the sixth generation of my family to come from the city. Yeah. I'm the first generation of my family to complete college and gone to university. And that was because I could afford to travel and I could take education as far as I wanted to take it, and not as far as I could or my family could afford to.
And is the Save EMA campaign, your director of such, is that a job? Do you get paid to be there?
No, I'm an activist. I'm someone who was on EMA, and I originally set this up to campaign against the Labour government. And also because a lot of my friends, my younger brothers and sisters, were not getting their payments on time. We actually were trying to lobby the Labour government at the time to make sure they committed to the EMA. Mm-hmm. And then in the Rati election, we got David Cameron to commit to it and say he supported the EMA, and Michael Gove to say he supported the EMA. And then obviously they abolished it, so we're quite angry about that. So I do in my spare time because I know firsthand how important it is to be able to not have to worry when you sit down at night to do your homework, or in the morning when you try to go to class, and you've got to worry about how you can afford to do it rather than how good you're going to be at doing it. And that's why I'm really passionate about this, and I think that London should be leading the country, which is doing for everyone. If Ken puts this policy through, leading the country and how you can invest in young people and invest in their futures rather than cutting them loose, which I think is that. Boris, this is brought this down now for Boris. So Boris came out, we campaigned against him in the London Third Party Conference last year. Next week he came out and said he was opposed to it. He took 6 months to pick up a phone to register about his anger about the abolition of the EMA. Michael Gove. He's not even since then. He said more words in Greek and Latin than the other EMA. So I want Boris to come out today and say back to this policy. We will do the same likewise. Why not?
All right, James. Thank you very much indeed. That's James Mills, director of the Save EMA campaign. He says young people in London are having to decide between learning and lunching. I don't know whether you believe that to be true, but he is the guy specialising in activism and saving the EMA. So if it is true, do you think it's absolutely essential that the EMA is...